BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to BTV News.
On April 18, the Bình Định Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism held a ceremony to launch the province's activities in response to the 4th Vietnam Book and Reading Culture Day, April 21, 2025. Under the themes Reading Culture, Connecting Communities, Stepping into the Era of National Growth with Books, and Reading Books, Enriching Knowledge, Nurturing Aspirations, and Driving Innovation. At the event, department leaders called on libraries, schools, agencies, and organizations across the province to promote reading through diverse activities, contributing to the development of a rich cultural identity and well-rounded people of Bình Định in line with national development goals. The ceremony also marked the launch of the 4th Provincial Reading Culture Ambassador Contest for 2025, open to students from primary, secondary, and high schools. The contest will run at participating schools until May 17th.
Located about 22 kilometers off the coast of Quy Nhơn, Nhân Châu Island, also known as Cù Lao Xanh, has undergone significant transformation in recent years, embracing a new vibrant look as a newly improved rural area. In 2023, Bình Định Provincial People's Committee approved the master plan for Nhân Châu Commune with a scale of 1 per 5,000, outlining its development through 2035. The plan emphasizes the integration of national defense, security, and sovereignty protection with economic growth, aiming to improve the livelihoods and incomes of local residents. Focusing on marine economy and island ecotourism development. In 2023, Nhân Châu Commune was included in Quy Nhơn City's plan to achieve the new rural area standard by 2024. After significant efforts, Nhân Châu Commune has achieved the new rural area standard for 2024 and is increasingly asserting its position as the dynamic and developing island commune, where residents' lives continue to improve while traditional values are preserved intact.
Hoài Ân District's healthcare network includes one district-level medical center and 15 commune-level health stations, playing a key role in disease prevention and providing essential medical services. This system helps reduce healthcare costs and ensures convenient access to medical care for local residents. To meet growing healthcare demands, the Hoài Ân District Medical Center has made continuous efforts to upgrade its facilities, streamline procedures, and apply digital solutions to reduce patient wait times. In addition, improved communication skills and service attitudes among medical staff have significantly enhanced patient satisfaction across the district's healthcare facilities.
Bình Định Department of Health has proposed registering individuals in need of measles vaccination round 3 in the province following guidance from the Department of Disease Control. A review shows that over 91,000 individuals in the province are eligible for measles vaccination. This includes more than 1,200 infants aged 6 months, over 600 children between 6 and 9 months, more than 53,800 children aged 11 to 15, and over 35,400 individuals aged 15 and older. In response to the complex developments of the measles outbreak, on April 11th, the Department of Disease Control instructed health authorities in the provinces and cities to review, propose, and register individuals for the third round of measles vaccination. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening and goodbye for now.